Good afternoon. Welcome to the Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. We're going to have to, kind of get out on the edge today. Maybe take you out on a ship above Mariana's Trench, and let's see how deep we can go. So I'm going to probably be out there today, but stay with me. I'll take you on a fascinating journey into the rest of the story. I'll start with that. Okay, so in Europe, Cactus and I were visiting. In Europe, you had an empire of families called the Rothschild families. And the family, the father of these boys, knew that to rule over countries in Europe, you needed sons, you needed boys that would become men, that would be teachable and learn the family business. So the Rothschilds had five sons, and they ruled in five countries, banks. Solomon of Vienna had a grandson whose name was Adolfo Hitler. And so this gets your attention. Then Adolf had his bodyguard, Otto Skorzeny. Skorzeny, after World War II, was brought into the United States by the OSS. Office of Strategic Security, something like that, which became the CIA. But Otto was brought to the United States, through Operation Paperclip, and lived to the last day of 1999. He died on the 31st. Very interesting. He would die on the last day of this last century. Well, anyhow, Skorzeny, he had a mistress. There was not a mistress. He was having an affair with the wife of a very powerful man in Argentina, the president of Argentina, Perón, his wife, Evita, and Skorzeny were lovers. Skorzeny, they were deeply in love, and Perón found out about it. I'll think of his name, Perón's first name. And she got the flu. Well, she got cancer, died at age 33. Accident? Intentional? Was her husband going to allow her to continue in a relationship with Adolf Hitler's bodyguard? I want to keep your attention. I'm not going to be able to present everything to you today that I would like to. But this ties into what is happening in Ukraine. A Nazi family in America. Nazi families. South America. Nazi families. South Africa. Nazi families. Germany. Here in the last 9 months, there was the German government had to go round up people in Germany that were considering bringing back the Third Reich or a new Reich. So they were rounded up. Everywhere you look, there is Nazi involvement. I see it, people see it in the term of Nazis who were full of hatred toward the Jewish people. I don't see it that way. I do, but I don't. I see Nazism as a religion. It is a religion. Millions and millions of millions of German and Anglo-Saxon individuals have been deceived by a very powerful spirit, an occult spirit, into believing that this Fourth Reich and what happens after the Fourth Reich will be still a thousand-year rule by white people. It's a spirit. It's a demonic spirit. All of Hitler's SS, they were involved in a spiritual thought that the Aryan people were destined to rule the world. And it almost occurred. It hasn't ended. Many, many people who believe in the belief system, the religion of Arianism, it's just a religion, a very powerful religion. It's, in a sense, working with, to some degree, will work with Islam. It worked with Islam in the 30s and 40s. It will work with Islam again. The target, Christians, born-again Christians, not just religious people. I mean people that have Jesus Christ living in them, and Jewish people. People who are truly Jewish, not those that are of the church of Satan, the synagogue of Satan, who say they are Jews and are not. Those who claim to be Jewish, like the Rothschilds, are they truly Jewish? And the Rockefellers, are they truly Jewish? Like George Soros, truly Jewish? I'm going to have to go to a break. But, so Otto Skorzeny, Adolf Hitler's bodyguard, admitted, documented, Adolf Hitler did not commit suicide. He was shipped into, I think it was Austria, and he flew out of Austria by a female pilot to Argentina. Some had stated he went by U-boat. Others say, Skorzeny said he was flown to Argentina. Rick Rodriguez, I'll be back.
As 1360 continues to grow, we want to know what our listeners think. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Give us your feedback. Go to 1360khnc.com and hit the contact button and give us your thoughts.
Are you looking to sell your excess construction equipment? Trust Steffes Group's team of professionals to get you the best return on your investment. Steffes Group is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. Their team of professionals prioritize honesty, integrity, and outstanding service, and they work with you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and successful auction process. Go to steffesgroup.com right now to find a sales representative near you and discuss your options today.
This is Rick Rodriguez. Christ said he would build his church and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. Join me on Sundays from 9 to noon for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program on 1360 AM KHNC.
I'm excited to announce we're having a huge MyPillow spring sale. And here's a few examples. Buy one of our MyPillow 2.0s, you get another MyPillow 2.0 absolutely free. Made with cooling technology, the best pillow ever just got even better. And this just in, 9 brand new colors and styles of our Percale bed sheets. They're made with the finest long staple cotton, and now you can save 50% or more. That's as low as $24.98. And for the first time this year, I'm bringing you our My Slippers and Sandals for as low as $25 a pair. So go to MyPillow.com.
Use that promo code KHNC.
To get your MyPillow 2.0s, buy one, get one free. Percale sheets as low as $24.98. My Slippers and Sandals as low as $25 a pair. And for a limited time, when you order $75 or more, your entire order ships absolutely free.
As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I take a look at my life and realize there's nothing left. Cause I've been blasting and laughing so long that even my mama thinks that my mind is gone. But I ain't never crossed a man that didn't deserve it. Be treated like a punk, you know that's unheard of. You better watch how you're talking and where you're walking, or you and your homies might be lying to chalk.
History is fascinating when you know the truth. Fascinating. Nothing more powerful than history. History shows us past, present, and if you can interpret, it shows you the future. So, I'm trying to tie in 15 things at once. Going back to the Rothschilds, it took five boys to rule their empire. This is no accident. One individual can't do it. These are occult principles. Are they involved in the occult? Well, if you don't believe they were, well, then you don't know anything about invisible things. So you have five boys ruling Europe, ruling a great financial empire. Well, in the United States, at the end of the last century, you had an individual by the name of John D. Rockefeller Sr. And this individual, he had a son, John Rockefeller Jr. Now, Jr. did pick up the spirit and the vision of his father, Sr. He was a fantastic student, teachable. And the way it's done is through vision. It's through looking into the future, looking years ahead, and looking at a strategy and how to bring that strategy and make it real. But he had to have, just like the Rothschilds in Europe, Rockefeller Jr. did the exact same thing with his boys. John D. Rockefeller III, Nelson Rockefeller, Lawrence Rockefeller, Winthrop Rockefeller, who was the grandfather of, or the father of, William Jefferson Rockefeller Clinton. And I believe it was Nelson Rockefeller who was the father of Hillary Rodham Rockefeller Clinton. It's my view. You don't have to believe me. Then there was David Rockefeller. Now, with this family, these boys have the vision of dear old dad, who had the vision of grandpa, working together. They have their own economic library. They don't use the economic blueprint of the United States of America. They don't use the treasury. They're not schooled in government economy. Business. They have their own complete their own library. This is where the Rockefeller family, I think there are like 150 remaining blood relatives still that are truly Rockefeller. They're not thinned out in their lineage, in their bloodline. And this is the way that these families become powerful. Henry Ford, Edsel, you know, he didn't have many children to carry on Ford's vision. Carnegie, no vision for his children in the future. They built foundations so that their name would live on and their plans would, you know, they could be fulfilled in the future through foundations. But not the Rockefellers. He had one daughter. John Jr. had one daughter, Abby. But the boys ran everything. Okay, now there I can go on for another hour just on this lineage, but you have the foundation that you need. Now, these boys, their vision wasn't to rule a country. They already ruled the country. This nation was theirs already. Their dad had already pretty much had all the ingredients. So, John Rockefeller III, he's born in 1906. Nelson, 1908. Lawrence, 1910. Winthrop, 1912. David, 1915. And I promise you, these boys didn't do anything but study. Study finance. Study how to control politicians. Once you had power, retain that power. What to do with city governments and the law enforcement, the police, the city police, the county, the CIA. Eventually, they pretty much were responsible for, in 1947, they changed the OSS from military to government. It was still military to a degree, but it actually went more to the United States, controlled by the United States government. This CIA would become the Praetorian Guard for the Rockefeller investments abroad in the future, in Brazil, all through South America, Asia, Philippines, Africa, eventually into the Middle East. The Rockefellers made a deal with England. England was being beat hip and thigh by the Germans. And they were on the verge of losing to Hitler, surrendering. And the Rockefellers waited to the right time and said, okay, tell you what, we will send the American Navy to help you and the American Air Force, and we'll send you soldiers, and we'll help you fight Hitler. But in the meantime, you have all these investments in the Middle East, and we want those oil fields that you presently rule over. And what did the British do? They gave those interests to the Rockefeller companies. And then the Rockefellers, they helped because we owned the government. They owned the government. They owned Washington, D.C. The Rockefellers were involved in putting together the plan to send Germany rubber, fuel, some metal. They made a deal with the Germans not to bomb the area where Klaus Schwab lived, where his father ruled a great manufacturing facility in Ravensville, Germany. Was it Germany or Austria? But we were not allowed, the American military was not allowed to take out the Ravensburg facility because they were creating heavy water for the nuclear program. And the other thing, too, is remember, Adolf is the grandson of Solomon Rothschild. And the blood goes deeper than the mud. It's a family affair, like the old song said. Their hands, the family, had their hands everywhere. Senior, his hands were in China in the late 1890s, selling kerosene oil to the Chinese and selling them lamps rather than wax and candles, or the wax and wicks. So, Senior already had his fingers in China, and they knew that it would just be a matter of time till China began to industrialize, and that came about. And it was a plan. Somebody in this government, the family, made the decision to start selling industry and textiles to China. This began in the 80s. Well, Reagan was in office. And they would, the gentleman that was the go-between China and the U.S. industry lived in San Francisco. And he would bring a delegation into San Francisco, and they would go to a steel mill, and they would bring in a group of people. They would measure everything exactly, where every bolt, nut, beam, every wire, every machine, they would blueprint it. They would take the blueprints back, come in, disassemble, reassemble in China. And that's what happened. This was a strategy of the team of brothers. If you see this, you'll see how things work. There wasn't anything happening in this country. The Vietnam War, the Korean War, Mao Zedong fighting the Japanese being bombed at Pearl Harbor. I mean, the Japanese bombing Pearl Harbor, the Japanese being bombed in Nagasaki and Hiroshima, the Trilateral Commission, the petrodollar, the senior executive service, the continuity of government, the every branch of the military. They worked with, what was his name out there in Nevada? Howard Hughes, who was basically demon-possessed, but very brilliant. They have been involved in every election. They were responsible, the family was responsible for Jimmy Carter becoming president in 1976. They were responsible. I can't say they were responsible. They knew and were aware of what would be happening in the situation with John F. Kennedy and what would happen there, the Kennedy family. And Joe Kennedy, the father, knew this family well. But Ford eventually... He doesn't have children. These other families, the wealthy families, they do not have the ability and the vision that this one family had in this country. The program is about Otto Skorzeny and Adolf Hitler and George Bush Sr., George Bush Jr., and even it's going to tie in eventually to Donald Trump, but Donald Trump is being targeted by this group, by these families. All the brothers are now dead, but their foundations are very much alive. So the spirit of who these men were is alive through their foundations. Rick Rodriguez, Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
Hi, this is Martina McBride. With online news, social media, and texting available 24/7, the world seems to be spinning faster and faster every day. And it can be overwhelming. Sometimes we just need to unplug and take a break from our electronic devices. It can help reduce stress and allow us to reflect on the things that are really important in our lives.
This message brought to you courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Get ready to embark on an extraordinary journey with Kelvin Crosby, better known as the Deaf Blind Potter, and his over 15 million followers right here on KHNC every Monday at 5 o'clock p.m. Kelvin will motivate you and show you how to live beyond life's challenges right here on AM 1360.
Wagner Electric has the generator to meet your needs. Call now for a free estimate, 970-800-3693. We have everything from standalone generators to portable generators in stock. There is also financing available. We also have an outstanding service department that will offer anything from wiring a pole barn to wiring in new smart switches to create a smart home, as well as electrical inspections. Please call us at 970-800-3693 or visit us at our website at WagnerElectricCo.com. We are located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley. Wagner Electric sets the standards.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Join me for my America First radio show, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7 a.m. and Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. right here on AM 1360, The Roar of the Rockies.
Hi, are you suffering from diabetes? Would you like to get off those dangerous medications? Here at Joseph's Organic Bakery, we have a solution where you eat our low-glycemic ancient grain bread and go on our diet plan. Please call me at 954-541-4062 or visit our website, veganbakerymiami.com.
You've got that troubled look upon your face. And JD just stepped in for a second and told me that Donald Trump was found guilty on all 34 counts. Donald Trump found guilty on all 34 counts. There's the verse in Job 9, chapter 9, that states, "The world, before Christ returns, will be turned over into the hands of the wicked. And the judges will not rule justly." So, God's word is true. The world is being turned over, has been turned over into the hands of the wicked. And for there to be this kind of a verdict is pretty incredible. But the judges will not, justice is not part of their, they're supposed to judge justly. But this judge in the Trump case, we know that he did everything possible to sway every member on that jury. And I wonder if they were threatened. Don't know. So, we'll have more and a little bit updates as they come in. Anyhow, going back to, if you can see what I'm presenting to you, these families in Europe, and I'm only talking about the Rothschilds in Europe, and I'm talking about the Rockefellers in this country, I'm presenting to you because this is a biblical cosmic principles. Satan's children must have vision just like Christian people must have vision if they're going to be faithful to expand the kingdom of heaven. They have to have vision through the Bible to see God's plan and how that plan is going to develop. The children of the devil, the children of the world, they also have vision. And now we can look back and we can see that John Rockefeller Jr. was a good student. He saw the vision of his father, and then he was able to convey perfectly that vision to his children, to his sons. I know he told them, Dad or Grandpa had the vision to rule New York City, and Grandfather owned New York City in 1889, it was his city. Police departments, law enforcement, well, the police agencies, the city government, everything was ruled by John D. Rockefeller Sr. Jr., by the 1910, 15, in that vicinity, knew that America was going to be family property. And it became family property. And then they knew the next step was to own the world, to own China, to own South America, to own countries, to own the vast wealth of the nations. This is what John Jr., or the third, this is what the third gave the Junior gave the five sons, a vision of world hegemony. And it pretty much, they have done a very fantastic job of it. Now, I'm going to tell you something shocking. I'm going to take you dead center over Mariana's Trench. And I'm going to tell you something shocking because you need to know. It's in the Bible. Christ said that nothing is going to be hidden. Everything that was sealed is going to be open because God wants this, the people in the world living today, this final generation of individuals to know the truth about all things, and to know the whatever has been sealed by God to be revealed in our time has to be revealed. This family in this country, they have set the table for the coming ruler of the end of the world out of America. The table is ready. Everything is set. Now it's almost time for this individual to take his position. This is disturbing. I know you don't like it, but the thing is, there's nothing I can do except tell you what's coming so you can plan for your future. You don't want to, at this time, you don't want to go build a $3 million home. You're not going to enjoy it. Even if you have the money. This is the time, really, according to the Bible, in the book of Revelation, chapter 6, this is the time where there is going to be more prayer from the people on the earth that is going to ascend to God's throne than ever before. And this prayer is likened to incense, a sweet-smelling incense to God. And he is going to answer the prayer of these peoples. This is a time when people need to pray. This is the best advice I can give you. Be wise in everything you do. But if you're not prayer people, God will show you how to pray. And you can begin to pray the Lord's Prayer. Our Father who art in heaven. That's where you begin. Yahweh, he as God is Father, and he expects mankind to address him as Father. He is Lord, he is Adonai, he is many of these things, but he wants to be addressed as Father. This is why Christ said, the disciples asked him, Lord, teach us to pray. And he said, here's how you pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We have just entered into a period of time where prayer is going to ascend to God's throne like never before in the history of mankind. I'll be back.
Join us and don't miss a moment of the Alex Jones Show, your number one source for real independent media. Find out what the mainstream media doesn't want you to know. InfoWars is pro-America, pro-family, pro-freedom. We are rebooting 1776. Exclusive reports, live coverage, information you won't find anywhere else. Tomorrow's news today. Stay informed by listening to KHNC 1360 AM. The Alex Jones Show on KHNC, the heart of Northern Colorado.
Hello, church. Henry here from God's Feeding Station, and I've got a news flash for you today. Neither Donald Trump nor anyone else on this planet is going to be the savior of this country. We are only saved through faith in Christ. Romans 5:1 says, therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And 2 Corinthians 5:21 tells us, for our sake, he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. The only way to turn things around is not through anybody in this world, but by repentance and turning back to God. This is what we're talking about at the Feeding Station. So come join us at godsfeedingstation.org, a proud sponsor of Craig James and Just Informed Talk Radio.
Tune in every Saturday morning from 11 to noon right here on the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC 1360 AM, for the Gardening with Joy and Holly radio show. Get your garden started and growing successfully all season long every Saturday morning, 11 to noon.
The Tree Farm's Gardener Sale, going on now.
The Tree Farm has been family-owned and cared for since 1980. Now get 25% off all sizes of flowering shrubs, including lilacs, spirea, rose of Sharon, and more. Three-year-old old-fashioned purple or white lilacs, now just $67.46 each. Visit thetreefarm.com. The Gardener Sale at the Tree Farm, going on now.
Come you see. Take I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
and soon my tears, they will be falling like rain.
These are the final years before Christ returns, and throughout this country, I'm gonna deviate a little bit from Otto Skorzeny. I'll continue with him tomorrow. This is too deep. It's too important. As I present what happened with Hitler in the 40s, mid-40s, and later, it's going to cause... you'll get to see how these five brothers control a nation. The five brothers in Europe controlled all of the economies economically. But so I don't want to lose my thought here. And I did. I'll remember what I was thinking. With the Christian people in all of the seven lampstands that John wrote about in Revelation chapter 1, all of the Christian churches, Episcopalian, Presbyterian, Anglican, all the Kins and all the Lutherans and the Catholics and the Greek churches and even the evangelical churches. It says in the Bible, the same principle that occurred when Christ came, the Jewish people, the Jewish rabbis didn't pay attention to their scriptures of their prophets. And when Christ came, only a small group of people were aware that he was even born, and later were even aware that he began his ministry at the age of 30. And in the same principle, all of these massive churches and these billions of Christian people are not aware that Christ is about to return within this 10-year period, in this decade. They don't know. Because Catholicism, the Lutheran churches, the Greek churches, the Protestant, Presbyterian, most evangelical churches don't teach Bible prophecy. It's taboo. It shakes things up in the congregations and the pastors can't make a living. And I thank God I don't make a living by being a pastor. I work. But I can tell the truth. And these men in these positions of power across this country, in the evangelical churches especially, don't know that something evil is just about to pounce on their back. They don't realize what this is all about. With Donald Trump today, this was part of continuity of government. The judges are senior executive employees most of the time, and the judicial system is part of the continuity of government that was set in place by George Jr. in 1990-2001. COG came into existence through George Bush Jr. It's a system that is in place to assure that this country, nothing is going to change the direction that these people that rule this country, they have a plan, they have an objective, they don't want to be interfered with. Donald Trump interfered with them. This is payback. They own the judicial system. I'm going to tell you, all the havoc the weather problems are having in Texas, this is payback to a red state. Using Antichrist weapons. These five boys have set this nation up to rule the world. And any individual or any nation, any nation that would try to disrupt their plans is a target economically, through sanctions, military, weather warfare, satellite, Starlink, every technology. Russia is having a very difficult time because of empire. Empire in the strategy. We have nations in Europe that we pay, that we control. They are our military network of nations to destroy Russia. There'll come a day, if they keep pushing, Putin might just wake up one morning and it'll be a bad day. And he may say, well, let's go ahead and take out London. He won't. But he may have a bad day. But the thing is, Putin is going to begin to focus on the Middle East. Not so much Ukraine anymore. He's going to begin to focus, already focused. His mind is shifting to the Middle East. With Donald Trump, I'm telling you, continuity of government and the, I don't know if this is the beginning of the end for Donald. I told you that there would come a day. This may be the beginning of his end. I'll be back, Rick Rodriguez.
Are you looking for a simple, powerful way to boost your health and wellness? Gruska's C60 oral supplement detoxifies your body at the cellular level, supporting brain, muscles, joints, organs, and nerve function. Joe's been taking C60 in sunflower oil for 6 months, and it improved his chronic joint pain and inflammation. Visit c-60.com. Or call 720-600-6040. Tell them Naturally Inspired Radio sent you.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I wasn't prepared, but I knew I had to be strong.
When I was told about John's injury, I was in complete shock. I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For thousands of severely injured veterans, everyday life is filled with barriers.
It was really the little things throughout the house. Counters that you can't roll up to.
I had to drag my wheelchair down steps.
I want to help, but he is so determined.
At Homes for Our Troops, we build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and automatic door openers that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
This house has given me my family back.
To learn more, visit hfotusa.org.
Did you know that 6 in 10 Americans are suffering with chronic disease? Join us for an enriching experience featuring esteemed speakers such as The High Wire's Del Bigtree, renowned farmer Joel Salatin, medical rebel Dr. Lee Merritt, pioneering naturopath Dr. Henry Ely, and many more. With a diverse lineup of over 15 speakers, 55 vendor booths, and an anticipated 1,500 attendees, this summit is your gateway to authentic solutions for healthier living. Don't let this chance slip by. To enhance your journey towards well-being, discover healthier solutions, and connect with like-minded individuals. Get your tickets now for June 1st at the Scenic Ranch in Loveland, Colorado. Call or text 970-475-4083. That's 970-475-4083. Or visit NaturallyInspiredHealthSummit.com.
Monday through Friday, 3 to 4. It was 2 to 3, but we've changed the hours in the afternoon every week now, 3 to 4. On Sunday, 9 to noon for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. And I view things from the biblical perspective. And I say that in the Bible, there is an empire. And this empire will be ruled by a family, by families. And these families will be in the occult. They will be Luciferian. They will be Illuminati, skull and bones, different branches. Freemasonry, not all Freemasons are in the occult. Well, I'll say that they are messing with an occult society. But I have family members, my wife's father and son-in-laws were Freemasons. They didn't understand. They were in Freemasonry so that they could get the perks and do well in business. But they weren't into the dark side of Freemasonry. And some family members in the Job's Daughters. Some family members in Mormons. But these people that rule this country, these families, they are very powerful. They have been given permission by God to deceive people. But before they can deceive you, you must know the truth. You must know that the burner on the stove, on the range, is on. They have to tell you it's on. And if you touch it and you burn yourself, it's because you didn't have the discernment to see evil. And people in this country don't have discernment to see evil happening around them. Today, with Donald Trump, this verdict, this was the hand of these people involved in bringing this unanimous vote. And guilty of all charges. This is the power. And I guarantee you, there were thousands and thousands and thousands of people in the occult praying for Donald Trump's verdict of guilty. I could go onto the internet, find some of these sites, and tell you about them tomorrow. But you can go on and you can look for them yourself. I'm going to have to continue with Otto Scorzini tomorrow. Have a wonderful evening. 1360KHNC.com for podcasts for The Present Truth and other hosts.
Before hiring a realtor from a big corporation who outsources their jobs and pays little to no taxes, ask yourself, what do you really want in a realtor? You need a realtor who is honest and has integrity, a realtor who is focused on the client's bottom line, not the realtor's bottom line, who provides personable, over-the-top service before, during, and after the transaction. You want a realtor that knows how to market your property. Hi, I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Land deals, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings, I've got you covered. For the first-time homebuyer, we will make it the best experience. If you are looking to move up or downsizing, we will do better than your last transaction. Call me today at 720-203-0731 or visit ColoradoProperties.online. Let me do a great job for you.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, 1360 AM, KHNC, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.